home building business here locally has been, you know, very strong. I think there's a, I think the, we contribute to the continuing low interest rates. I think there was quite a bit of pent-up demand. I think you'll see a lot that has happened because of Texas A&M joining the SEC. So I think that was another good reason. I think it's more people excited about football. I think Johnny Football had a large part on that. And then the health care sector continues to bring in quite a few jobs. And then the, also the bi-corridor, you're seeing, you know, some, you know, technology specific occupations that are moving in there. And one of the things that I see that is surprising, I've known in the last couple of three, four weeks about two, three people that are moving into Bryan College Station just for the Kyle Field renovation. So, I mean, you know, we've always, you know, rely on Texas A&M, you know, somewhat of the healthcare to bring in, you know, new people into the community. But with the hospital on top of that, the SEC, you know, the bio-corridor, I think you're just seeing quite, you know, there's probably a lot of the biggest influx. And then also it doesn't hurt that when you have people like Wall Street Journal and people like that that, you know, put in their articles that, you know, Bryan College Station is an affordable place to live and in regards to housing and, you know, just, you know, lifestyle, consumable spending.
And are you seeing any changes in demographics? I'm curious about if more retirees are coming, because I do know that the cities were ranked highly as good areas for retirement. But then also, with this increase in jobs, are you finding that more young families are sticking around here?
I think you're seeing a lot more the younger folks that like the community. When they go to school here, they get entrenched in it and get active, and I think you're seeing more and more. And I think part of it, because it's 20 years ago, you know, College Station was viewed as a college town. Not that it isn't, you know, referred to that as anymore. But, I mean, you're in the past, you know, students, you know, graduate and they'd move away. And a lot of them, you know, I think a lot of the amenities and close proximity to that we have to Houston, Austin, Dallas, I think that, that helps a lot. In regards to demographics, you know, I think you do, as a percentage you're seeing, I don't know if you'd say more this year than you did in the past couple of years. I think there's just been such a boom. Yes, there's a lot more, you know, older people coming here to retire. But if you put compare that also to with the new jobs, I mean, there's a, definitely a lot more people coming to town. But as a percentage, I don't know if you'd I would say that there was that big of a difference. Yes, they're moving in. But when you start looking at the other jobs, I mean, they're coming in just as fast.
And would you say that construction is helping to drive economic growth here in BCS?
Oh, by far. I mean, if you look at a lot of the, you know, economists, you know, they'll usually say that, and just what we experienced, you know, a couple of years ago was, I mean, was disastrous. But you know, you look at that. Usually, it's the housing market that causes as, you know, causes the recessions, and typically it's the construction housing market that takes us out of the recession. The one thing that I guess that we're seeing here is such an increase in prices. It's not necessarily labor yet, but, you know, sometimes when you see prices come up, very seldom do you ever see prices go down. You know, we had some increases due to fuel, and then there's a lot of manufacturers or plants that, say for timber and stuff like that, that when the housing market slowed down, they slowed down their production, and they'd go, for example, from two or three shifts down to one shift. What they've done is the demand has picked up, but they haven't increased the number of shifts, and so, you know, they increased their prices, so they're probably more profitable today with running one shift than they are two, three shifts. So you're definitely seeing price increases. Timber, anything that's petroleum-related, like from your shingles, your PVC pipe, a lot of your metals, copper, that has gone up. Sheetrock went up about 20-30% this year. you know, concrete's gone up. I mean, it's you've seen a pretty good increase in all the materials across the board. I guess that would be one thing that I'm probably not as optimistic on, that would continue the housing expansion like we're seeing it now, is just because of the costs. And you know, it might be tied to inflation, but what we're really seeing is more increases in materials, not necessarily labor. But, I mean, I think what we're seeing is with the increase in construction activity, that tends to increase the wages for, you know, the workers. When they're having more work than they can handle, then, you know, that definitely would increase the prices. So I think I guess, again, that's probably what I'm more concerned about now, is you're having increases in the material cost. There's a good possibility that we're going to start seeing increases in the labor, and you're also seeing already in the last month or two increases in the interest rate.
And out of curiosity, how do increases in the construction of new homes affect the market for older homes?
It's interesting because Bryan College Station is different than a lot of the other communities, especially, you know, there's, you know, parts, you know, you look at Las Vegas, you look at Arizona, you look at Florida, when the housing market crashed a couple years ago, you know, you saw some significant double-digit decreases in property values. The good thing about Bryan College Station is, for the most part, we stayed steady. What you're going to see now is with the new cost of construction going up, that's going to start pulling up. You know, I don't think it's, you know, you can compare a brand new 3,000 square foot house, you know, built today to a 3,000 square foot house. You know, it's not going to bring the same dollar per square foot of one that was built 10 years ago, but you're definitely going to see the property values of older houses have a pretty good increase as a value in this next year or two than you've had in the last couple of years. I mean, it's going to be, what I'm guessing, you're going to see about a 5-7% increase each year just for the next couple of years, just because of the construction costs are going up so high.
I see. What do you think are the chances that the people who've moved here, say, just to work on Kyle Field, that they'll decide that, hey, we really like this place, we want to stick around?
I think you're going to see, you know, maybe not necessarily Kyle Field per se, because, I mean, that's such a specialty. You know, that venue is going to be so special. You know, so many specialized components of it. But I think you'll see in the Bio Corridor, you know, you're seeing a lot of the big construction companies that in the past that have done work. You know, this is you start looking at it, it's a continuous rolling ball. You have, you know, construction at A&M. You got some bigger construction companies come in. Before you know it, the Bio Corridor, they start building buildings there. You know, you have the hospital. Then you're going to have, you know, some of the supplemental, you know, business that are associated with the hospital and the Bio Corridor. So I think you'll see a lot of those construction things. I mean, with that is bringing in people, and then that also will bring in, you know, the demand. I mean, if you look at both school districts, you know, they're looking at their plans right now to add more schools. So, I mean, then you have some more construction things, you know, projects coming up. And those, you know, people don't realize that those construction dollars, you know, those, you know, when you start talking about a multiplier effect, you know, it has a, you know, tremendous multiplier effect.
So you feel good about how houses and the economy are doing just here in BCS?
Yes, I feel very good about you know, the housing market, the construction market. I think we have a lot of positive things ahead. You know, the Bio Corridor, everything that I've read and have been involved with, that is going to be a significant player in the housing market in the next 5 years. I mean, I think people will be blown away with the amount of jobs. I mean, it's incredible. And again, when you start having companies like that with that many people moving in, then you're going to need more grocery stores, you're going to need more schools. I mean, there's such a big domino effect with that.